me gusta el son. Y la mujer cuando llora.
Radio television producer Daniel Rocha, originally from Colombia, is enjoying a moment of health. 9 months ago, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, one of the most lethal forms of cancer.
I remember when I was taken into surgery, my wife was with me and told me, "Champion, you are not leaving us. You have three children."
¿Tú tienes tres hijos?
Daniel's pancreas was removed, but the cancer had already spread to his liver. At the Center for Cancer and Blood Disorders in Maryland, oncologist Victor Priego says the life expectancy of someone with Daniel's disease is about 4 months.
At the time I saw him, he had really, really very advanced cancer. Practically 60-70% of his liver was replaced by cancer cells.
Several months ago, Dr. Priego started Daniel on chemotherapy. The treatment is part of a national study that combines the drug Gemzar, traditionally used for pancreatic cancer, with an experimental drug.
He got a second drug in addition to Gemzar. It's called Abraxane. That's the experimental drug. The drug we know is effective in breast cancer and lung cancer.
Dr. Priego says so far, the combination has been effective in prolonging life for patients with pancreatic cancer. The clinical trial is being run by the Sarah Cannon Research Institute in Nashville.
This is how progress in cancer treatment is made, by trying new drugs, and eventually this combination may become the standard treatment for pancreatic cancer. My guess is that it's going to be very effective.
A few weeks before Daniel was strong enough for chemotherapy, he had a spiritual experience that he says saved his life. He was in the hospital, running a high fever and declining quickly. Evangelical pastor Daniel Negroni visited Daniel and invited him to pray.
I started to feel great peace and happiness. Then the pastor told me to make a deal with God because he was healing me.
Daniel says that night the fever disappeared and he started to recover. He became friends with Pastor Negroni, who says he too has experienced the healing power of spirituality.
It was a simple prayer of healing. Now, when I opened my eyes, I saw that Daniel seemed relieved. I never take credit for God's healing in people.
Yo estoy sano. Totalmente sano.
I am totally healed. Now I am following a process of medicine.
Dentro de la medicina.
My instinct tells me that yes, when there is good spiritual attitude, that the outcome is better. But I don't have scientific solid proof of that being the case.
Many doctors recognize that patients like Daniel, with strong family support, a positive attitude, and an active spiritual life, have a greater chance to survive.
I don't think I will say he's free of cancer. I will say that he is in what we call a partial, solid partial remission, which means that the majority of the cancer cells have disappeared.
Daniel Rocha's ordeal is far from over. He lost 70 pounds, but has recently gained some weight. He will continue with chemotherapy for some time, but he feels well and takes long walks with his family. He has started to work again in a limited way. He is well enough to play the guitar again, and he plans to help others who are seriously ill.
No tengo edad ni por venir, y ser feliz es mi color de identidad.
For producer Zulima Palacio, this is Laurel Bowman for VOA News.